Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A high school teacher has been placed on administrative leave for refusing to call a female student he or him. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Well, this story comes out of West Point, Virginia. A high school teacher in the Virginia town of West Point has been placed on leave for refusing to refer to a gender-confused student by so-called trans pronouns. And other students have rallied around this individual for support. This is outrageous. He said, "I'll use the name that this person wants to have, but I cannot use a pronoun that is contrary to this person's birth sex or this person's objective obvious sex." Matt, it makes sense.
And you know, the First Amendment, not only does it protect speech in the affirmative, it protects against compelled speech. And here you have the school district there demanding that he lie. And let's right. not mince words here. If you call a biological girl a he, you are lying, because that is not reality.
Yeah, Peter Vlaming is his name. He's a French teacher at West Point High School, and he found himself in hot water for referring to a female student who considers herself male, as in this particular case, she's female. She wants to be considered male. He says he agreed, however, to honor her request for a masculine name and avoid applying female pronouns to her, but draws the line at using inaccurate male pronouns. But this isn't enough for the school system. So I think it's even problematic. I was talking to someone in teaching to force someone to refer to even a name of their own choice. Because yeah. as a teacher, you get the role and you have to call off the role of students. And on the records in the school, they are registered as, say, Adam rather than Alice, and they're registered as male. And so when you're calling the role, you have to call Adam last name. Are you here? Or you're checking off the role. That's the name that's on their registration. How can a teacher unilaterally change the name? Now, I can understand if somebody legally went out and changed your name. You can have a boy name or a girl name for somebody who's a boy or a girl. And that's the name that you either get at birth, or you can change your name. And I understand that. But how can someone just come in and one day say, my name is such and such?
Yeah.
And I want you to change my name to this.
That's chaos. It's anarchy. I imagine, an Adam Smith, and he decides he wants to be Alice Smith. And so somehow he has gender dysphoria, and he's going to start believing or hoping or wishing that he were actually a female. Well, you get your W-2s for tax season, and they say Adam Smith, and he says, "Well, no, I'm Alice Smith. I'm not going to go ahead and file my taxes this year if the IRS is going to call me Adam Smith. I'm Alice Smith." I wonder if the IRS would say, "Oh, we apologize, Alice. We're going to go ahead and let you off the hook."
You know, you can legally change your name, no question yeah. about that. I think what in this particular case, the person who was the teacher said that they're going to have to start just using the person's last name, Smith. But I guess they can't even use Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. Just say, "Smith, are you here?" And I guess if you have multiple Smiths, what do you do? A Smith? I don't know. But the problem here is the issue for this teacher, he was willing to use whatever name this person wanted, but was not willing to lie and refer to this person by a pronoun that he knew was inaccurate. And I think some of these kids just want to use this for attention, like when the roll is being called or when they're raising their hand and they're being called to do something in class. People know that this person is a boy, and now this person wants to be referred to by a girl name with girl pronouns. It's disruptive to the entire class. It undermines the educational experience, and it forces a teacher to literally lie in front of the class. What kind of an example is that the teacher is lying? They know that this person is a boy, and you're referring to this person as a girl or vice versa. And so this teacher says, I'm not going to lie. In fact, it's not just lying, which it certainly is, but it's also validating this person's confusion.
Exactly.
Most people that are young who have what we call gender confusion, gender identity disorder, most people that have that without counseling or intervention at all, they naturally grow out of it. They have this crisis of whether they are a boy or a girl, they have this identity crisis, they grow out of it. But if you start to affirm them in their confusion, and you wrap the world around that confusion as though that confusion is normative, then that person has no incentive to come out of it naturally and be content with how God ultimately created them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as you pointed out earlier, students have come to Mr. Vlaming's support. They have started posting signs around the school, "Justice for Vlaming," "Mr. Vlaming is innocent," and "Facts don't care about your feelings." So even these young people, kudos to them, they get it. They get how inane and insane this transgender social activism is, how contrary to reality it is. And even these young people are standing up against it and in support of this teacher. But this isn't operating in a vacuum here. Matt, we know there are multiple cases around the country. The Christian Post points out, for instance, a teacher in Ohio, first case of its kind there, and Shawnee State University philosophy professor Merriweather in Ohio is taking his superiors to the court for threatening to punish him because he refused to indulge a gender-confused student's pronoun request. And of course, the big one out in Casco Middle School in Florida, where it's so dominant there, this radicalism, that a male gym teacher was punished for refusing to watch a female student who, quote, identifies as a boy, undressed, for refusing to watch her undress and shower in the boys' locker room.
And that's our case in Pasco County,
exactly,
Florida.
Exactly.
Where they wanted to do the same thing to him. In fact, the email chain was from the person who is in the HR, human relations. She wanted to administratively put him on leave so it would send a very strong message that, quote, we will not tolerate his behavior, referring to the PE teacher in Pasco, Florida, who would not oversee and supervise a girl
and watch a girl in
disrobing
a shower
and showering. And what happened is, in the email chain, she instructed the principal, the HR did, to tell our gym teacher the next day, don't come back to work. Don't come back to work. You're going to be on administrative leave. And that's the day we intervened. And someone in the email chain said, oh, he's got an attorney now, and they have filed a public records request. So they stopped what they were going to do, but it still hasn't resolved. In this case in West Point, the teacher says, the French teacher, I've known this person for the two previous school years, and this student identified as female. Still looks, he said, like female, and he's not used to the student as a male. So he was put on administrative leave, suspended, and has since received a letter of termination.
Oh my gosh.
A letter of termination. This is what we were talking about when we said that 2019 has opportunities, but certainly this is one of the areas of challenges. And this is this radical LGBT agenda that literally wants to create in its own image and defy the Creator as how He created us, and thus have our open rebellion against God. That's what this ultimately is, and a denial of objective reality. We need to stand for freedom, for common sense, for religious liberty. Stand with us this year as we will be involved in these kinds and many other challenges. Don't get discouraged or don't get down. Stand with us, partner with Liberty Council. Go to Liberty Council's webpage lc.org. You can sign up for a number of our different email communications to be informed and become involved. You can also go to our donate page so you can become a regular financial partner with Liberty Council, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org.